Qu'est-ce que ça?
Hey yo, Uncle Jameson here, Fist Full of Doom, volume 108, coming at you hot and heavy. We kick the show off with the Chris Rolling Squad, with a track called Faster. That's from their album Cannibal. Two seconds in and I'm already fucking up. Cannonball Holocaust. It's available now digitally and on vinyl over on Bandcamp, and I believe, as you've probably come to expect, that that's a recurring theme throughout the show and all shows, that everything, for the most part, is available via Bandcamp. We have a great show for you, as always. We've got tracks from, but not limited to, Buzzard, Switchblade Jesus, Vanta, Old Skull, and we're going to throw in two or three others. To be sure, stick around and stay put. Over here at Fistful of Doom headquarters, I've been listening to, working my way through the Hawkwind discography. And the reason I bring that up, well, two reasons. One reason is that I've just been enjoying the hell out of it. But the other is that it's funny to me that you can be listening to, like, a particular album or discography and singing a song or a song running through your head that is totally unrelated to that album, group, or discography. I mean, it's unbelievable. I've been, as I said, listening to Hawkwind, and this morning while I was exercising, I was listening to some Hawkwind, but for some reason, as soon as the music went off, I was singing, goddamn, what's the name of that song? It's Lips Like Sugar, Sugar and Kisses. Yeah, I'm drawing a complete blank on the name of the band right now. But anyway, listening to Hawkwind all morning. But as soon as the music went off, I'm singing that song. I mean, and it's not that I have anything against that song. It just doesn't make any sense that I'd be have that song in my head after listening to Hawkwind. Yeah. Enough about that. Back to the show. Alright? Thanks as always to each and every one of you for taking the time to tune in, to like and share. It's greatly appreciated. As always, please continue to do so. Next up, we're going to hear a track called We Are. It's the single edit. It's from Wizard. And just so you know, that's not W-I-Z-A-R-D, people. It's W-I-Z-Z-E-R-D. All right? So get it right. This is a track from Turn to Stone Chapter 3. And that is available. The pre-orders are available now, courtesy of the mighty Ripple Music. And in case you're wondering, it's a split featuring Wizard and Merlin. You get two tracks each. So what I'll be playing here, as I mentioned, is the single edit, which is a shorter version. What you get when you actually, you get that, plus you get like a 19 or 20 minute track when you actually make the purchase and it releases. So I'm playing Wizard and Merlin, and I'm talking too much. So this is Wizard, We Are, single edit. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Alex of the band Mothman and the Thunderbirds. Mothman and the Thunderbirds. And you're listening to Fistful of Doom!
We'll be right back.
That was a track called Mantis from that debut EP Eye of the Sun, and that is from Buzzard. It is a newly formed Brazilian duo. It's available now on Bandcamp for $1. But you should really, 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 really pay something more around the ballpark of $5 or more. Don't be a cheapo, okay? I mean, $1 is a great price, but it doesn't benefit the band at all. So throw a little extra coinage, man. Support great underground music. You can also stream the entire EP over on YouTube. And while that's great, you should really go over and support them financially on Bandcamp. I am Uncle Jameson. This is Fistful of Doom, Volume 108. Just before that, we heard from Uranus Space Club with their track Jupiter, and it's from their album Another Planet, Another Love, and it's available now digitally and on CD, courtesy of Piranha Music, and it's a really funky and maybe a little weird, not too crazy weird, but weird album. I love it, and I love the name, man, Uranus Space Club. Right before that, we heard from the mighty Merlin with a track called Merlin's Bizarre Adventure Stoner Doom Edit. And I'm going to see if I can explain this a little more effectively than I did when I was trying to explain Wizard and the split that they're involved with. So this track is from the split album that they did with Wizard, and the name of that album is Turn to Stone Chapter 3. It's a series of splits that's being released by the Mighty Ripple Music. Pre-orders are available now. What you get with this split is two tracks from each band. You get the edited tracks, which I have played on the show, and then you get the full version of those tracks, which is like a 19 or 20 minute track per band. So there's a whole lot more music to go, and you know it's on vinyl too, and you know Ripple always kills it on the vinyl, so get on it. And if you were already subscribed to Ripple Music, then you would have that in your Bandcamp page, and you would have these two tracks digitally already, the two singles. So there's that. I mean, you can't go wrong for $5 a month with all the great music that Ripple's cranking out. All right, enough blubbering. Let's get back to it. We're going to give a little Lone Star State love right here with the gents from Switchblade Jesus. And their track, Forgotten, it's from their album, Death Hymns. It's available now digitally and on CD, vinyl, and newly released on cassette. It's all available through Bandcamp, except for the cassette. The cassette is through Hybrid Records website. So, dig in. Thank you.
Hey everybody, this is Ben.
Colby.
And Harlan of the Nerd Doom Band Bog Wizard.
And you're listening to the Fistful of Doom Show!
No. I think you found your calling in life, everybody.
I'm Uncle Jameson. This is Fistful of Doom, Volume 108, and that was Old Skull with their track Spectral Congregation. It's from their album Nether Hollow of No Return. It's available now in all your favorite formats, digitally and on CD, cassette, and vinyl. Right before that, we heard a track called Feel Alive by a band called Vanta. It's from their album Zero Kelvin. It's available now digitally on Bandcamp. And just before that, we heard a track from a band called Seum. I think that's how you say it. It's S-E-U-M, and I probably should have asked, but I didn't, and now it's too late. So we're going to call it Seum. And the track was Black Snail Volcano. It's from their debut full-length, Winterized. And it's a drum and bass trio. Got it? It's available now digitally and on a limited run of CDs. And the name of the band means venom in Arabic and is French slang for disappointment and frustration. And ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this volume of the Fistful of Doom show. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for your time. I know that time is sometimes hard to come by, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to tune in to the Fistful of Doom show. Thanks mucho, mucho, mucho. Don't forget to support the bands and labels by buying albums, merchandise, and going to see them at live venues wherever possible. We will see you next time with another installment of the Fistful of Doom show.
Lactose here, the official minion of the Fistful of Doom show, bringing you some news that you can hopefully use. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, tickets are still available for Ripple Fest Texas at the Texas Sky Ranch in New Braunfels. That's August 7th, starting at 12 p.m. And check out this lineup. Wino, Freedom Hawk, Howling Giant, Void Vader, Forming the Void, Witch Crier, Bone Church, Holy Death Trio, Thunder Horse, High Desert Queen, Switchblade Jesus, Mr. Plow, Foster Mother, and there's going to be a few more. As if that weren't enough. In case you didn't know, Grave Huffer is looking for submissions for a scream. So all you got to do is send them your most blood-curdling scream via email. You can find the information on the Grave Huffer socials, and you, lady or gent, will be on the next Grave Huffer album. How amazing would that be? Eh? This just in from the Fistful of Doom newsroom. According to an email that showed up at Fistful of Doom HQ, the amazing band Dust Prophet has got a few songs with their newly retooled lineup in post-production. So be on the lookout for those. That is very exciting news indeed. And finally, to wrap up a little blundering from Uncle Jameson, it appears that the band that he called Seum, S-E-U-M, is Seum, at least according to Google. This has been a Lactose, the official minion of the Fistful of Doom show, bringing you some news that you could hopefully use.